Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And it is your boy, Mr. Karan Rose, back at it again with you guys. Gals, how are you doing today? Well, folks, we are in December. How did we reach December? I feel like, you know, COVID happened and time is on fast forward. I feel like the weeks are moving at the speed of days, and days are just moving at the blink of an eye. But, you know, it's all good. Hopefully you guys and gals are doing amazing. Hopefully you guys have made some big progress in any part of your lives this year. And I hope that you guys are taking this December to kind of unwind, you know. Even if you are a retail business, and you know, usually Christmas time is the season where everything just ramps up and it's, you know, full speed ahead. We know that this year, given the situation, you know, people losing their jobs throughout the year, the malls are a lot slower. Things are slowing down. Sales are slowing down. I mean, e-commerce is picking up. E-commerce is all the way up, right? But what I want to say is I hope that even if you are in the product business, I hope you guys are still taking time to kind of unwind and relax a little bit. I mean, I know we all need money to survive, but this year and last year really showed you that money isn't everything. As much as we need it to do everything that we need to do, we definitely need to find more time for ourselves, more times to unwind, more time to spend with family, and more time to just reflect and, you know, try to figure out how we could use this time to pour back into ourselves and re-energize ourselves, because COVID ain't going anywhere. And we have a fresh full year in 2022 with all new variants and levels to explore. So really and truly, regardless of your situation, whether it's amazing, if it's bad or not the way that you want it to be, take this time to relax, kick back, try your best to relax, pour back into yourself, because I ain't lying to tell you, it is, you know, 2020 was one thing, 2021 was the next. I can't even imagine what 2022 looks like. But as long as we are putting the work and refining ways to, you know, pour back into ourselves, we will be all right. And I fully believe that. So today's episode, Mr. Rose, what are we talking about today? Well, on our 49th episode, imagine that. We started in July and we are on episode 49 already. On our 49th episode, we are going to be talking about my 7 favorite content creation software tools. So, as a content producer, you have a wide assortment of tools that you use. You have your go-tos, you have some tools that you use in a one-off situation. And whenever I put out content, you know, naturally, you'll get the questions of, you know, hey, how'd you do this? Hey, what are you using for that? And I talk about it, I think I've done maybe one or two posts. I think I probably did one post. I don't think I've done a blog on it or a video, but I decided, you know what, let's jump on the podcast and let's talk about some of my favorite tools I use to create a wide variety of content. And I hope that this can definitely help you. I live and breathe by every single tool that we're going to talk about today. So you guys can definitely check them out. And, you know, if they're good, add them to your lineup. I know there's one or two tools in here that are staples. I know that everybody's using them. And if for the odd chance you are not, let's just say you're now starting out your entrepreneurship journey or your content creation journey, and you may have heard of these tools, even the very popular ones, or maybe you haven't, but if you have heard of them and you just never got a chance to dive into them and get started, well, you know, hopefully I give you guys some reasons to go out and check them out. So without further ado, let us get today's program started. So what is number one? Well, the number one tool that I use, and boy, is probably the most popular tool for content creation because of the versatility and the amount of things that it does, is Canva. Canva. Do I really have to explain why I like or use Canva? It's allowed me to only think about graphic designers or using graphic designers for the really intense stuff. It's one of the most versatile tools in the market. So if you want to create, you know, your images, videos, you can convert things to PDF, the templates. What I really love using Canva for is a template. So it at least for me, I'm not the most artistic person. Like I can't really just, you know, take a blank canvas and put things together. Where Canva really helps me is all of the templates. Give me a starting point. They give me a look and feel that I could start with. And then I've just gotten really, really good over the years at tweaking. So once I have that starting point, you know, I could go ahead and tweak. And I mean, and funny enough, there are times where I start with a template and I remove like 90% of the elements and re-add elements and move things around. And it looks completely different from the template. But it just gives me a starting point. It gives me... I don't feel like I'm starting from scratch when it comes to the creativity. I can look at it and be like, okay, this is how it should look. And I look at other templates and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I want to blend and I want to mix and match elements to kind of get what I want for that particular thing. So Canva just does so much, you know, and they're constantly adding new elements to it. So, even graphic designers use it. They use it for a lot of, you know, if you're a graphic designer, professional graphic designer, a lot of them use it for like a lot of the basic stuff just to jump in, get something done quick, whap, whap, and then dive out. And then they use, you know, all of their other tools for the more intense stuff. But I mean, as long as you have a good eye, and even if you don't, you know, learning how to manipulate the templates, and just learning the full breadth of things that you can do within Canva can, you know, take your content game from 0 to 100 in the quickest way imaginable, right? And learn Canva. Try to utilize all of them because, man, there are people who are using Canva and the things that they are creating in Canva, you're like, nah, son, that could never be Canva. It don't look good. It don't look good. And if you are producing, what we see with a lot of Caribbean businesses is, like, I have no problem if you overuse Canva, but you got to learn that it's not just about creating, you know, graphics. It's not just about, like, if you have a food business or a restaurant, it's not just about putting your dish and going to the text and putting in your price in an ugly color and you're just slapping it on top of the image and it's not blended well. It looks all jumbled up and then throwing it on Instagram and that's all you do. Like, if you are using Canva, you need to take the time to go on YouTube, go and learn Canva, go learn design a bit. It helps because the reality is that even when you are, you know, creating your graphics and you're just putting in your products and putting in your price and slapping it up, yeah, you might be using Canva, but you're not using it effectively. and bad design, and not just bad design, but bad philosophy, all of that is actually hurting your brand. If all you do is create posts that say sale with your products and prices in Canva when you're posting it, and not only is the image looking bad, like this is social media. We're not actively here to look at hard sell. Like, we don't just want to see your products and then it says, you know, $3.99, and then that's all you're doing is posting a product and posting a price. No, you got to be able to tell stories. You got to be able to solve problems with the content that you are creating. Don't just post a picture with your price and give us this terrible Canva image that you are constantly uploading to social media. That is a surefire way for you never to grow or build an audience or get sales or lead generation, which is what you're trying to do. So don't just use Canva for using Canva's sake. Jump on YouTube, learn how to use Canva, learn how to make some appealing content. Also, you want to learn a bit about, you know, the philosophy of social selling. So that way, you know, you're not just posting something that looks good on social media and running away. If you are in the business of, you know, skincare, don't just take a pretty picture and throw it on Instagram. Like, you gotta tell us a story. Learn how to create carousels. Learn how to show us how your product solves either a problem or gives us one of our desires. If my desire is beautiful skin, tell me how your soap scrub or your scrub gets me to that result. But learn how to tell that story in Canva. Learn how to make carousels. Learn how to pretty it up. Learn how to, you know, make it feel and look like it's a part of your brand. Give us something. And you could literally do it all in Canva. So I would, you know, like I said, I do my carousels. I'll do video posts. I'll do audiograms in Canva. So, like, there's a lot of things that you guys can do in Canva. You do resumes in Canva. There's tons of things you guys can do. So definitely explore Canva, jump on YouTube, learn. And what I would definitely do is follow Canva specialists on YouTube and on Instagram, because they're constantly teaching you about all the latest features, but also how to do, use it for different types of strategies and create different types of content that you can now integrate into your brand. So again, don't just use it for using its sake. Go ahead and follow Canva specialists on YouTube, on Instagram, and explore the full breadth of Canva services. All right. So what do we got next? Number two, we got Descript. Descript. D-E-S-C-R-I-P-T. Descript. Descript is heaven sent. It is an all-in-one video editing and audio editor, and it edits it. It edits the content like a Word document. So because it edits like a Word document, essentially you would upload your video files and audio files into Descript, and then it transcribes everything. So it looks like Microsoft Word. However, when you make edits to the words, like if, let's just say if you delete sentences or you copy and paste and you only want, for some reason, you only want one paragraph, it edits the audio and edits the video. So it restitches everything together for a seamless and smooth transition. It is one of my favorite apps because it has saved me so much time. So here's how I use Descript. I mainly use it for I mainly use it for podcasting. So what I would do is, you could do one of two things. You could use Descript as your recorder. So like you could record your podcast directly into Descript. You could use Descript as a video editor. So you can actually record your video directly into Descript. Like I said, it's an all-in-one editor, so you could do all of that directly in Descript, right? However, if you have other tools that you mainly use to do whatever, you could load those files into Descript after the fact. So what I do for podcasting is I record into Audacity because I like the file formats that we could export to. So I will record my podcast into Audacity. Then I would load the audio file into Descript. And then what it would do is it would transcribe the entire audio file, right? And then what I would then do is I would use it for audiograms. So if I want to make an audiogram, I would look for, you know, some of the points that I'm making, and I would copy, you know, which the points that I want, and then I would delete the rest, or I would open up a new document in Descript, paste just the paragraph that I want. I could edit, like, let's just say if it's transcribed the wrong words, I can make the changes to correct the spelling of the words, right? I could then save the audio file as an MP3, and then I could also save it as SRT file, which is your subtitles file. I would then either use Descript to create the audiogram, or I use another tool to create the audiogram, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later. But I could, yeah, once I save those files, I would have the audio file of just the part that I want speaking about the point, and then I would also have the transcription file, and I could do what I want with it. If I want, let's just say, because it transcribes everything, if I want to take that and turn it into a blog post, well, the transcription is right there, right? So you could even do screen recordings in it, and again, you'll have the transcription, you'll have the video file. So Descript just does a lot. Another thing that I use it for that I think this probably I used it. This is actually the number one reason I use Descript for. So as you guys know, I have digipreneur.fm, the website. So what I will do is as a part of my search engine optimization strategy, I have the website. So I don't just put the audio files into the podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all the rest of them. I will upload the episode onto the Digipreneur website, so people who do not have a podcast player can listen to the episode from the website. But then also, because it's on my website, I do search engine optimization on every single episode so that my podcasts have a higher reach, right? It's not just limited to other people's platforms. So what I would do is when I upload the podcast to the Digipreneur website, Descript also timestamps every single word, right? So let's just say if I want to figure out, you know, what time do I say something, I could search for a particular word. And once I find that word, like I could Control F or Command F, find a particular word. I say, okay, whatever. Or I say this word at 7:35. I go on my website. And if you guys have gone on a website for an episode before, you guys would have seen that I timestamp all of the key points. So that way you can click on the website, you can click on the point that I'm making, and the website would automatically take you to when I say those particular points. Well, I get the timestamp from Descript. So before I was using Descript, what I would have to do is I would have to, you know, click on the audio file, and I would have to scrub through the entire episode listening. So I'd have to re-listen to the podcast, re-listen for when I make certain points, and then make a manual note of the time, and then go on my website and put the timestamps in. With Descript, because everything is already timestamped, I just search for the particular word that I've said or the particular point that I've made, and then I just click on it, and it tells me, hey, you on this paragraph, you say this paragraph at 20:14. I'm like, okay, perfect. So now it has simplified my workflow tremendously. That is the number one reason I use it. So every time I finish an episode, even if I don't do an audiogram, I still load it into Descript because I need the timestamping capabilities so that when I jump on the website, I can quickly timestamp the episode and I get all the markers from Descript. So it has just simplified everything, my workflow for me. And because the website is such a big part of my overall content marketing strategy and SEO strategy, and timestamping the key points is timestamping the points for me is mandatory, because when somebody comes onto, you know, if they find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, there's no time stamping, right? You just listen to the episode. You could put it on, you know, faster speeds, like a 1.5 or 2, and get to the episode faster. But for those people who don't necessarily listen to podcasts, when you go to the website and you see that I'm talking about something, if you see, oh, the 6 points that he's making are these 6 points, and if I click on it, it takes me to those points. If you're not big on podcasts, well, let's just say you still want to hear what I have to say, you can quickly click on the timestamp pieces and get what you need, and then you're off to the races, right? So I have that there, and it has worked tremendously for me, because when I go through my podcast stats, the second largest place that my podcast gets listened to is the website. So number one is Apple Podcasts. Number two is the Digipreneur website. And I have a feeling that the big part of the reason why it gets listened to so much from the website is, for one, because when people are Googling, they are finding the podcast from the website. And then two, for those people who are not necessarily big on podcasts, when they land on the website, they can just click them the timestamp points and get the information that I need. And so, you know, if you have a podcast, right, if you have a podcast, the average person just creates the podcast and leaves it on the podcast directories. So they have their podcast host, like a Buzzsprout or a Podbean or Anchor. They upload their episodes there and they leave it there, right? But as an SEO content marketer, I have the website, because your websites are the number one most Googled things, or the number one thing that gets found in the search engines, like a Bing or a Yahoo, right? So I want to be discovered by any and every means necessary. So when people are, you know, jumping onto the search engines and they're typing in their question or query, my website will come up and they click on it and it's like, oh, okay, this is a podcast episode. Oh, it's timestamped. Cool. Well, let me go and listen to the points that he is making. And then you have all of the options there to subscribe to the other platforms. If you do listen to podcasts, you'd have the option to go and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So that's another reason why, you know, my listenings to on Apple and Spotify have grown, because of the websites as well. It's one of the top traffic drivers for people to subscribe to my podcast. So yeah, that's all a part of the strategy. And that is why Descript is so important for me, because it is critical for me to timestamp the content on the website. Number three, what do we got? Ecamm Live. So Ecamm Live is a Mac-only live streaming software, and it is a beast. It allows me to produce my live streams like a TV station would, and it also gives me the power to record all of my videos and add in effects, transitions, screen sharing, etc., and so much more. And I don't need to edit in post. It's amazing to record all of my digital courses, especially, all in one shot. So between my software, Ecamm Live, and I have a hardware tool called my Stream Deck, and my Stream Deck allows me to program a lot of my software shortcuts and transitions onto a physical hard switcher. That way, like, let's just say if I want to switch between being on camera, switching to a screen share, switching to screen sharing my iPad, or running videos or audio clips, I can program all of those things into my Stream Deck. And while I'm using Ecamm Live, I press a button on the Stream Deck, and Stream Deck works with Ecamm, and makes the transitions to, you know, the screen sharing or the videos or whatever I'm doing, right? It'll make those transitions. So whether I'm doing my live streaming or whether I'm recording videos, Ecamm is just such a powerful tool that it does everything right then and there. And then I don't need, because I'm not an editor, because I don't use things like I have Final Cut, but I don't know how to color grade or do all the special effects and whatnot. However, Ecamm Live allows me to do so much in one shot, because I could record, I could add in videos, transitions, I could do so much on the spot. I've learned that really well. So that way, when I record my videos come out at a very high quality and I don't need to edit them. And it's good enough for me. It's more than good enough for me. And it saves so much time because usually you would have to record your videos on your camera, then upload it to your computer, then jump into your video editor and then edit. And that takes a lot of time to do your things as well, right? So being able to just do so much in Ecamm Live and in recording it, and then I already have it and all of the transitions, the content I need is already in there and I don't have to add anything in post, that is perfect for me. So Ecamm Live, like I said, is a Mac-only software that allows me to do all of that. It is perfect for me, and again, one of my go-to tools, because again, not only do I use it for all of my live streams, but when I'm recording my videos, that is, I record all of my videos with Ecamm Live as well. Next up, what do we got? We got Headliner. So Headliner, this is the fourth tool. Headliner I use to produce my audiograms for my podcast. Headliner is super intuitive and plays really nicely with Descript in my workflow process. So what I would do is after I export the audio file from Descript and the subtitle file from Descript, I would then load the audio file into Headliner. Headliner also works with Canva, so I can make the audiogram art in Headliner. You can put things like the progress bar, the waveforms. You can add in your images from Canva. You can add in the subtitle file, so you can get your text and everything automatically in Headliner. And because you would have done it in Descript, Descript already edits the subtitle file so that, you know, all the spelling is correct. And then you just upload those bad boys into Headliner. And then Headliner just does a lot more when it comes to audiograms than Descript does. Descript on the audiogramming side is still very basic. And what an audiogram is, it's essentially like an animated wave file. So you see some people that, you know, make a post and it's an audio file. It'll have a wave file jumping around so that you know it's an audio file. Then it'll have, you know, their image art in the background. Then you could see a little progress bar. That's typically what an audiogram is. So it's like an animated audio file. It's not video, but you're getting the audio. And Headliner, I think, does the best job at creating the audio files. What would happen before is, when I was not using Descript, when I would load the audio files into Headliner, Headliner also actually connects to the podcast directories. And once you load an episode into, say, Apple Podcasts, Headliner can find your podcast and then you could select the episode and then it imports the episode into Headliner as well. So that's a beautiful thing. But for audiogram purposes, because I've already done all the work in Descript, I would just take those audio files and the subtitle files, load it into Headliner. And because Headliner has just a better, just more tools for, you know, how to create different types of captions, design the captions better, the progress bars, the wave files, there's just so much more in terms of audiograms because they specialize in audiograms. I like to do all my audiograms in Headliner. So Descript just makes the workflow process to create audiograms 1,000 times simpler. Before, when I wasn't using Descript, and I had to edit all of the text in Headliner, it was a nightmare. I hated it. That part just wasn't intuitive. But because Descript is super intuitive when transcribing and giving us the subtitle files, once that's loaded into Headliner, you don't have to touch the edit. You don't have to edit anything with respects to the audio or the subtitle. So it just makes audiograms so much more easier. And that tool is called Headliner. Number five, the next big tool that I use, and you guys would have heard me talk about this tool a lot, is WordPress. WordPress is a content management system. This is where you go and you build your websites. I use WordPress. The predominant reason why I use WordPress is two key reasons why I use WordPress. Number one It is the only platform in the Caribbean that works with every single payment gateway. So out the gate, that is the big reason why I use WordPress. I will always tell people I'm not going to use a platform that I cannot get paid on, or there is too much friction or it costs too much money to get paid on. I'm not doing that. WordPress is the easiest platform that works with every single payment gateway. No hassle. It's also the cheapest word. It's also the cheapest website platform to use and build your websites on. And the second thing is that because it's the most popular, it's also the most powerful platform that allows for third-party plugins to be added in, where you could do all sorts of amazing things. So it can be really advanced for those that know what they're doing. And for some people who are just starting out, it could definitely be a wild, wild west out there, because there's so much that can be done with it. And I use a lot of third-party tools to do the things that I do and create my content on my website. So that's why I use WordPress. WordPress, and fun fact, did you know that over 46% of the entire internet is built on WordPress in the entire world? Over 46% of every single website on the internet in the entire world is built using the WordPress software. So that's how popular and powerful it is. And that's why, again, because it's just such the largest platform, this is why every company makes tools for WordPress, because it's by far the largest platform. Places like the White House use WordPress. Sony Music, the entire Sony company, all of their websites are built on WordPress. You'd be surprised. Some of the largest platforms or largest websites in the world are built on WordPress. So I use for, my blogs, embedding my videos, my podcast files, I use WordPress to do all of that stuff, right? But again, the number one reason that I use it is the fact that every single payment gateway works perfectly on WordPress, and all of the other platforms, the Caribbean gateways, either do not work on them. So something like a Squarespace, the Caribbean payment gateways do not work on Squarespace. A platform like Shopify, we have Caribbean payment gateways that work on them, but the cost is really expensive. So all of those things you have to factor in, right? Next up, what do we got? This is the seventh tool. So next up is a tool called Easel. So Easel is another graphic design app that is easy to use and has some amazing templates for us non-designer folk. I use it a lot to mix up my content from Canva. So, you get to a point where people use Canva and they might not be, the most graphically designed inclined, and they just kind of stick to the templates, and you're like, you see it and you automatically know, okay, this person uses Canva. Like, they didn't even change anything besides the colors. So what I use is I use Easel, and I mix Easel up right in there. That way, it gives me a different look and feel from a lot of the Canva style template. And you guys got to bear with me. I'm still getting over COVID, and I realize that, again, when I talk too much, the shortness of breath kicks in. So like I feel like I ran a mile just doing this podcast. And then my voice has been cracking up, and I've actually just been hitting the pause button, drinking some lemon water and some honey. I'm still trying to catch my bearings, so please bear with me. If it sounds like I'm dying, it kicks in. I'm still getting over some of the COVID symptoms. I still try to get my taste back and my smell back. But anyways, back to Easel. So I use Easel to just mix up my content and keep it fresh, right? So check it out, Easel. That's another great tool to, again, gives you some good design templates, mix up your content so it doesn't look all Canva-y, right? So check that platform out. So folks, those are the top seven tools that I use to create my content, right? There are other tools that I use, but a lot of them are, specialized tools or tools that I use in a one-off situation. But on a regular basis, I use these seven tools almost every single day to do all of the content that you predominantly see me putting out. So whether that is, you know, carousels, blogs, video content, my push notifications, even when I use HubSpot email marketing platform, and that integrates into Canva. So a lot of the images and the styling of my emails is because of Canva, because of the direct integration into Canva. So I use these things on an everyday basis in a variety of different forms, right? So check those tools out. Let me know in the comments, or, you know, shoot me a DM. Let me know if there's a tool that you learned about in this episode that you find is great, you know. And again, let me know about some of your favorite tools. I'll definitely give those things, I'll give those tools a check out. Who knows? It could probably help me. And again, just increase, you know, what I do and help me in my workflow. And anything that helps me in my workflow, I'm all for it. So I hope this episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast brought you some value. I hope that you learned something and took something away. Do not forget that you can check out the KaronRose.com website for all things Caribbean e-commerce and building your digital presence and learning how to monetize your platforms. Definitely check out the Digipreneur.fm website. Make sure you guys subscribe to the notification list or email list to ensure that you never miss an episode and you're up to date on all upcoming interviews. And last but not least, don't forget to check out your boy on social media. I'm most active on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok. I'm getting a lot more into right now. So I am Karon Rose on every single platform. And if all else fails, you could jump on Google and just Google Karon Rose and you will see all of my handles, all of my channels. All right. I hope you continue to have an amazing December. Don't forget, rest, relax, catch your bearings. Do not overwork yourselves too much. Even though we know it's Christmas season and the retail people are getting in, listen, retail is slow right now. Find the time to take for yourself. Pour back into yourself. We have who knows what happens in 2022. I seen a meme. It was like a tidal wave meme where it was like, the person was gearing up for some rough waters, and that was 2020. And then and then you see a wave coming up, and that was like 2022. And behind the big tidal wave said 2022, and Godzilla was behind it. So who knows what happens in 2022 and what kind of madness we're getting. We're already seeing new variants of COVID coming out, so we already know what they're trying to do in 2022, right? So just take the time for yourself, relax, rest up, pour back into yourself, do what you need to do because, man, we just need to take some time for ourselves. Money isn't everything. Even if you lose a little bit of money, you know, this month, you know, you'll make it back. You will get it back next year. Just take this time. Be safe, everyone. Keep good. Make sure you sanitize, wash your hands. Try not to catch this damn COVID thing. I'm out, though. Thank you for listening, and take care.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Karon Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the DigiBoss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karon Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.